This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, May 15th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. The 5th annual KUAF Fulbright Chamber Music Festival begins its season this Friday night at 7 in the Great Hall at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. The University of Arkansas Music Department faculty and guest artists will perform string quartets by Jenna Stera, Barber, and Dvorak. Friday's concert is free but requires online registration due to limited seating. Registration and more information available at KUAF.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, self-checkouts are changing the way we shop, but they are also creating new opportunities for thieves, and we learn more. Plus, a conversation with Jerusalem Greer, one of the authors participating in this year's Books in Bloom Literary Festival in Eureka Springs. Also, Stephen Bias, conductor for the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra, stops by the studio to discuss a music program for students.
First, a 2.8 magnitude earthquake was felt yesterday morning in northeast Arkansas. It occurred just after midnight, 4 miles southwest of Truman. Arkansas Geohazard Supervisor Scott Osbrooks notes that small seismic events are a regular occurrence near the New Madrid Fault.
No explanation for it other than we're just going to say this is just a part of the natural cycle. I mean, earthquakes, they go through periods of quiescence, just calm, and then you get these bursts of activity. They're episodic is the word we use.
Several natural gas pipelines passed through the region, but Osbrook says yesterday's quake was likely not strong enough to cause any damage. Although small and routine, it occurred in the New Madrid seismic zone, which has produced major earthquakes in the past with magnitudes greater than 7.
A bomb threat made via Twitter to the Clinton Presidential Center in Little Rock yesterday didn't disrupt activities. Captain Edwin Wolf of the Little Rock Fire Department says a search of the building didn't turn up any explosives. He says bomb threats for the presidential library are rare.
Not for the Clinton Library, no. We get this occasionally for schools, you know, high schools, things like that, but not for the Clinton Library. It's not very common for that.
Sergeant Cassandra Davis of the Little Rock Police Department says the building did not have to be evacuated. She says it's currently unclear whether police will investigate the threat.
Commencement ceremonies for many high schools are scheduled for this weekend, as is graduation for Northwest Arkansas Community College. The commencement will be at 2 Sunday afternoon at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers. Stephen Hines, the college's director of public relations, says 455 students are expected to walk this year, receiving some 1,500 degrees.
The only thing that we have asked is just because we expect a really large crowd and there are so many graduates walking, we just think that, you know, people need to think about arriving early and that if the main room does fill, if all the chairs fill, we do have an overflow room set up with video where people would still be able to see what's happening.
Last year, NWAC graduated about 360 students.
The votes are in, and Sebastian County's 1 cent sales tax will remain in effect for another 10 years. Voters passed the tax with 78.9% or 4,704 votes for, and 21.1% or 1,260 votes against. With only 6,002 votes cast, voter turnout was at a low 8.6%. The sales tax generates about $22 million annually, with the largest chunk of that money, about $15 million, going to the city of Fort Smith, 76% of which goes toward funding police and fire services.
The Carroll County Sheriff's Department announced yesterday it had successfully completed a successful rescue of a lost elderly resident. According to a release from the department, Carroll County Special Operations Rescue Team late last week searched for a missing 6-year-old resident of the Brighton Ridge Nursing Home in Eureka Springs for more than a half hour before a canine unit was dispatched to the facility. After the resident's clothing was sampled, the canine unit began the search from the facility north along Highway 23 toward a wooded area. Because of the dog's tracking training, his handler, Corporal D.J. Harlan, decided to cease the canine-assisted search, but the resident was quickly found within 25 yards of where that search ended.
The College of Education and Health Professions at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville has created a new position, the Assistant Dean for Health Professions. According to an announcement released yesterday by the university, Fran Hagstrom, Associate Professor of Communication Disorders, has been selected to fill the position. With the appointment, Hagstrom joins other assistant deans, one associate dean, and Tom Smith, Dean of the College. In the release, Smith says the new dean position will be important in the continuing continuing growth and high quality of the programs that focus on the health professions.
Many flags across the region are at half-staff today in honor of Peace Officers Memorial Day. Since a joint resolution was passed in October 1962, May 15th of each year has been designated as Peace Officers Memorial Day and the week in which it falls as Police Week.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals fell to the Arkansas Travelers last night, 4-1. The loss marks the third in a row for the Nats, and the team is winless in the four-game series against the Travs. The Naturals are 13-23 on the year, and play continues tonight at Dickey Stevens Park in Little Rock.
Mostly cloudy tonight, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms through the night, lows around 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of rain in Northwest Arkansas. It's a 50% chance of rain in the Arkansas River Valley. Highs tomorrow, mid-70s. And for Thursday night, 20% chance of showers before 1 a.m., lows in the mid-60s.